Just when I think I'm going to get some peace after the kids have just broken up for half term, this is what I get. I think that's a chainsaw. And it's in the school grounds. Let's go outside and you can hear it because it's full volume. It is definitely in the school grounds. It's right at the back of my garden. I wish we could borrow that. We need it for cutting a few things down in here. Shall I shout over there? Hey mate, can we borrow your chainsaw? Just the other side of that, the two fences, we're in need of it. Mm-hmm. Hello, Niall. I hope they're not cutting down those big trees. I like them. It just struck me. Niall's sitting on my foot. They might just be pruning them or whatever, because they are big. Oh my God, what's that now? Is this noisy half hour or what? It's not about happy hour. This is noisy hour. That's Ronan Hoover in his bedroom, actually. Well, well, well. No chance of an answer. Oh my good God. That might be Obi coming home. Must be. For them to make that calamity. No, is that the right word? Calamity? No, it definitely isn't. Calamity. Commotion. Yeah? I'm doing an audio boo. I'm alright, thanks. How are you? Glad to be home. They're doing something over there. Are they cutting those trees down?
Where?
At the back of the school. They've got a chainsaw. You know those big trees?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on. There's Gordon down
there. Hmm?
He's so far got his bone is bigger than him.
Can he hold it? He must be stronger than he looks.
He's got his whole fist inside his bone.
Yeah, the hole at the end.
Yeah.
What's Niall got?
Niall!
They feel horrible now. These were outside. Oh no, I haven't got the strength. It was all peaceful. The kids just broke up from school. And then all of a sudden, all this noise broke out. Him doing the hoovering in there, upstairs. This noise, dogs barking, it was all peaceful. That's the worst thing. Thank you, Niall. You like to sit on my foot, do you? Good boy. How's your day, darling? You're tired.
How's
your day been? It's fine. I had a really long sleep. I slept for 12 hours.
Oh, really?
I mean, I did wake up from time to time, but I went straight back to sleep. I wasn't awake for like, you know, like I am sometimes. I'm awake for 3 hours and all that. I just woke up from a matter of a minute and then went back to sleep. But the night before, I only had about 2 hours sleep. I must have needed it.
The body repairs itself,
wasn't it? Yeah, I know. That's it. Give myself a whole big long repairing session. I can't remember the last time I've slept that long. Probably years ago. I did only have about 2 hours the night before, but even so, I don't usually catch up with it like that.
My shifts are horrible.
Oh no, what? You haven't got 7 days, have you?
Yeah.
Oh no, you've got to chuck two of them. What are they?
When is the 6th? Is it Monday or Tuesday?
Oh, it's not anything like that.
When is the 6th?
It's the next week, I think. The 6th, hold on. It's a Monday. It's a week Monday, why? That's when you start back.
Yeah, I know that. That's what I'm asking.
Oh, well, it's a week Monday. Why?
Yeah, I'm just checking the desk. There was a Monday shift. What's going on?
So what are your shifts?
It's all hours.
That suits me, but... Where? London Bridge?
Yeah.
Are you going to try and ditch two of them? Have you working Sunday and Monday?
Huh?
Are you working Sunday and Monday?
Yeah.
That's shit. Try and ditch two of them, please.
I haven't
tried. No one wants them.
Everyone wants them. You could buy with something. I've tried.
What about
Go to the bars. I got 3 days before I start. I got Friday off, Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, what, next week?
Yeah, I'm working tomorrow, Saturday.
Yeah.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
And you've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh, that's all right. Isn't it?
If it was late, I would have beautiful. Oh, the mixture of it. I mean, all early. I've got to work off for the next 6 days.
Yeah, but when you get to Thursday, you'll have you'll finish in the afternoon, and then you'll have three and a half days off. I don't think they're that bad. I know you don't like getting up at 4 o'clock. I wouldn't either. It's only for 6 days.
7 days, today inclusive.
Yeah, but you've done today, so you've only got six more.
7 consecutive days.
Oh, what's that smell? Like bleach. It smells like swimming pools. Oh, it reminds me of beaches and holidays and I want to go. The weather's crap for next week. It's all cloudy, showers, rain. Rain Monday for the bank holiday. Typical. I think they must have finished now, otherwise they wouldn't let the kids out there. I mean, the kids should have gone home by now, but I expect some of their parents probably work there, do you know what I mean? So they... Okay. And they've done what they're going to do, I think. So, happy weekend, everybody. I'm not quite sure what happened there. Paul's recording came out loud. They hadn't finished. They're doing some banging out there, but they might have finished with the chainsaw. Niall's laying on my feet. Tooth's got a bone. There's a nice breeze out here. And it's warm. I think this is the only day that mentions sun in the weather forecast for the foreseeable future on the weather app. So I'm making the most of sitting out here because it's lovely. I'm sitting on my swinging seat and the sun's on me. It's not really hot like yesterday, but it's just nice and warm. And there's a mixture of smells of grass, like a bleachy smell, diesel oil or something from that machine. Fuel anyway, and the wind in the trees is like, oh yeah, I hope they don't cut them down, because I think when I hear the wind in the trees sometimes, some of them it is those, I've got trees as well, but some of them are those trees over there. There's my wind chimes. All I need now is a cup of tea, and I can't really have one because I've had a drink of water today and I've had half a beaker of squash and nearly a full cup of tea. Shut up. I'm saying that to that impatient person with their car horn. It's usually really quiet around here once there's no kids in the playground, so today it's really noisy. That annoys me. I could consider that noise pollution. If you're bibbing for someone and they don't come out after all that time, get off your lazy ass, get out the car and knock on their fucking door. Just inside the door eating his bone. Well, it's not his bone actually, it's Niall's. Because Obi said it's a big one. And the last raw bone I gave to Niall was a really big one. He said it's bigger than him, it isn't, but... If I give him a raw bone though, he won't eat it. So, it's pointless. I do give him... Tesco's sell these Bob Martin's filled bones. I don't know what they're filled with. They're cooked. But they're not... I've had the cooked bones for the dogs in the past that they're kind of really greasy on the outside and they splinter. And I think they're dangerous. I won't buy those. But these ones are not like that. They're very well cooked and they don't break. Anyway, I think I'm going to... Oh, someone's having a barbecue, I think. And I stay for it. I would if I had anything to go on it. I haven't. Not really. Anyway, I'm going to upload this and I'll speak to you all soon.